Thank you, Mr. Vice President. History chronicles that Greek philosophy began as an independent cultural genre, a country giving rise to philosophical insights and a cradle for democratic politics. It is naturally expected to continue its legacies in various forms. We, therefore, are happy to see the efforts made in curbing racist or xenophobic acts and discrimination against women reflecting our recommendations made during the first cycle of UPR of Greece. We very much appreciate the provisions promoting the integration of migrants, improvements on issues such as renewal of resident permits, family reunification, and acquisition of resident permits by second-generation migrants. We acknowledge that Greece, already severely affected by the economic crisis, could not deal with the complexity of mass migration on their own. Hence, burden sharing from their more prosperous partners of the region is urgently needed. However, despite some remarkable progresses made, we regret that our recommendation made during its first cycle on migrants' rights could not be accepted. Moreover, a number of treaty bodies have expressed concern over exercise of use of force and ill-treatment, accompanied minors, expulsion of undocumented immigrants, xenophobic violence, and attacks against migrants. In view of the above, we recommend Greece to consider to implement effectively the National Action Plan for Migrants without prejudice to their status by decriminalizing